I've been working in the fashion industry for just over 10 years, quite passionate about even just recycling in general, and I've always been not a greenie as such, but conscious of how you sort of impact the environment as you are and sort of your carbon footprint within your home. The beauty of the conference and the success that we had on the day is just that perfect timing for Australian markets to really wanting to ask more questions and really get on board, because it's just that niche within the market right this instant, which is fantastic. We had a lot of experts coming along to participate. I think it was around 17, 18 experts in all. We had about 9 keynote presentations, very much TEDx style. They were just short and sweet and wham bam, to really build up and provoke the atmosphere and encourage innovation and excitement. And then we had an afternoon filled with roundtable discussions, and we had people have the option of shuffling around to chat with different experts where they could get the most amount of value. Each expert had several topics they could cover off in terms of their expertise and knowledge. And we were looking to touch on several different points, because in the Australian market, there are people who are currently looking to practice sustainability, and it's at different levels of business, small to medium, and also the large retailers and large brands. And we were offering conversation around textile recycling, take-back schemes, what different fibres are available and out there. I suppose a little bit on toxicity and environmental impact around water usage, dyeing and chemicals, different recycling methods. We also had the Salvos actually become attendees. So because we're still so early in the stages around recycling textiles from a raw material into a new recycled material that is used in mainstream, because it's not on a commercial level and it hasn't reached that competitive stage, we're still delving into the possibilities of where can the charities fit in with doing take-back schemes and offering a service of value to resell and on-sell garments, because we can still recapture the value of secondhand clothing. Take-back schemes are a big question around some of the brands that we've been chatting with, and particularly who are at the conference. Take-back schemes meaning customers can bring garments back into the store and either get a promotional discount or at least know that they've been able to drop off their clothes and not have to pop them into a landfill. So take-back schemes are very much, I think, a tremendous step forward around post-consumer waste and also re-engaging with customers on a different level from when they enter your store. And this is also touching back to one of our sponsors, ShredX, who currently at the moment do secure document destruction with paper, but they've seen the value and the rise in textiles and feel that this is definitely a market for them to explore. At the moment, they can confidently say they can secure textile waste from companies where they've got dead stock. And there's some crazy stats, and they may have shifted ever so slightly, but around 30% of stock within a store that's produced for a range is sold at discounted price. Around 40% of stock is never sold. Around 20% of the stock is sold at full price, and the remaining percentage is either returns, faulty, and the other bits and pieces that fall through the gaps. So even though we've come to a model that we're relying on having tremendous amounts of flash sales within stores to move stock and move stories, and constantly every couple of weeks you can go into a store and they're having a sale and they've got an extra 20 to 30% off. So we've become a market that's just heavily reliant on sales. And this is also producing a lot of dead stock. So ShredX can come in and they can safely and securely grab the stock and destroy it. They can shred it. They have shredding machines. And then they're looking to understand, well, what else can we do with these shredded fibres? And I'm in conversations with a fellow from Edge Environment in Manly in Sydney that we could be building a pilot program around depolymerising and what could it look like to build some recycling facilities in Australia so we can depolymerise and repallet polyesters to be able to sell them on a commercial market. So there's a lot of exploration around different forms of where textile recycling can go, and we're ramping that up to a commercial level as there's more interest to be had. We also covered off understanding how you can implement different practices within your business to better take measures and responsible aspects to educate your staff in every level of your business. And this is to improve the sustainability habits, because we know that this is at least a 5 to 10 year journey, maybe even sooner than 10 years. But at least we're having everyone on the same level, on the same page, to take the steps and potentially collaborate and innovate together at the same time. next year, I have to say that given we've had some tremendous feedback and lots of people took a lot away from the event, it's a good starting point because I personally couldn't go around and ask every single attendee, it's like, what do you need? I gave them exactly what I thought, and there were definitely key themes and measures there that I thought we should be covering off to start building this relationship with the attendees that we have in the room and also create the strengths around what sustainability and circular economy should look like within the Australian market, because our culture is quite different. And fortunately enough, I know many of the discussions and topics that we were looking to really address and hopefully successfully address and have people build case studies through it in their businesses following the conference, I know we're at least at a similar level to what Europe and the Northern Hemisphere is currently achieving with their relationships and their clients. I'll be honest, I thought they were a little more advanced and a little further along the piece than we were. But I thought, well, this is a fantastic opportunity because they're in the same point of conversation, of embracing the similar sort of touch points that we are. And so there's a lot more to be discovered by bringing some international players into the mix. So the discussion points were quite varied. We touched on a lot. I think a lot of the attendees brought a lot of their own knowledge as well to the table. Some of the biggest brands, for example, the representative from Country Road and also Kmart and Target, they would have definitely challenged some of our experts in a really, really positive way and therefore would have provided a lot more content for those sitting around the tables as well. Some of the barriers that are being sort of raised as points that there's potentially a lack of innovation, that there's also a lack of knowledge of where they can find the answers to what they need for what they're asking, understanding cost. Businesses don't want to pay more money to become sustainable. And touching back to that, the linear businesses have very much had the take, make, waste model, which has proven super successful for them because they've been able to increase their quantities and drive the dollar down for customers. And therefore, it's raising the quantity when they're chatting with Bangladesh, even though they're comparing on the prices of 10 cents less for this shirt because so-and-so over there is charging a lesser price. Give me this cheaper deal. And automatically the manufacturer is going to say, well, right, the quantities have to go up. So there's a couple of catches there where that whole take, make, waste linear model is actually increasing the number of items that we're producing and bringing into Australia. So that a lot of it's becoming dead stock. So I think there's a re-education process around understanding of how the relationships need to be re-looked at with some of the manufacturers and re-understanding what it actually needs to achieve between their customer and also their brand. There may be a new message to be told and a new story to be had for brands and connecting with their consumer again. And I think there's definitely a lack of understanding and knowledge around how designers within or even product developers, the dress buying team, pants buying team, a lot of the ones making the decisions could have a lot more understanding around the impacts of what they're doing or what they're looking to achieve when they're putting out a product, putting out a new stock or a season for a story, for a special promotion. They could be more responsible. There's a hard shift because you have to get several members of a company on board, and it's coming back down to them having better discussions in-house and linking all the dot points together again with their brands and their hierarchy. And so there's a uniformity within a business to understand that change can happen, it can be possible. And this is about collaboration and innovation, where we're opening up that conversation for them to equally share how they're feeling, where they're at. They're feeling the pressure, I think, more so from the consumer market now as it's changing. There's a lot more articles and information coming out from internationally and also Australia that consumers are more conscious around what they're looking for. It doesn't necessarily mean they're wholeheartedly practicing sustainability and responsibility, but they're subconsciously shopping at least 50% of the time looking for a point of difference in the market when they're going into stores. So we're seeing that, I suppose, that fad of fast fashion sort of shifting. A lot of bloggers are looking to bring about new conversation, and it's very much that social movement of consumers are more aware that where their products are coming from. And some great enlightening has been linked back to our food understanding and that shift around where does our food come from. So people are sort of saying, well, why can't this be relevant to fashion? Why can't we understand where our fashion comes from and how we're consciously putting on what we're taking home, what we're wearing, and what we're doing with it afterwards? And so consumers can definitely jump on the internet and start finding out different blogs, and there's several out there. There's Monchi, there's The Green Hub, Eco Warrior Princess, The Fashion Advocate, and also the one that's really growing in Australia is an app called Good On You. And the founder, Gordon Renouf, was at our conference. And his app is all about taking your phone with you and having the consumer look at the brands and the products of where they're currently shopping in store. And they can analyse through this rating system for the information that they're able to obtain. They can put the 1 to 5 star rating on a brand to sort of suss out and give them a little bit more understanding of where the brand sits within ethics and sustainability, environmental impact. So consumers can definitely consider their purchases when they're shopping fast fashion, because there's some fantastic things that we're upcycling. You can go to markets, you can go to op shops. Markets are thriving these days and they have so much easy access, I suppose, in a sense, commercial fashion there. Renting the runway, that's an American concept that now has stemmed into Australia, and Glam Corner are probably one of the most successful dress hire platforms. And whether you're sticking with the brands that you love, maybe you're looking to pay a higher price point for a key piece that you're going to have in your wardrobe for several years, you know, how can you take care of it? Perhaps wash it less, maybe dry clean it once or twice, mend it. These sorts of things are just taken into consideration of how you're looking to choose and purchase what you're hanging in your wardrobe. And even though we're getting mixed messages around giving to charities, charities are still looking for donations. Yes, they're still sending it overseas, but having learnt from what the Salvos are looking to achieve, they still want consumers to be able to feel confident that you don't have to chuck your clothes in the bin, you don't have to put them out for hard rubbish, you can still donate them through stores and they're going to sell them. So that's your next best option, because we're looking to explore how textile recycling is increasing. In Japan, building new technology in a new plant, and not sure when it's going to be opening, but obviously that's a big investment and takes a lot of time, and that won't happen overnight. There is also a co-owned Japanese-Chinese mill in China that can recycle textiles and remake synthetic yarn and send it off to a fabric manufacturer to reweave new fabric. So there's definitely technology available out there to recycle fabrics, but at this stage, because we're still in very early stages and very early understanding of the volume, mass and the quantity and how best to take and sort, because a lot of garments are blended and woven. So it's very difficult to be able to understand the recycling around and particularly pass this information on to a consumer, that because they're buying products that are a multi-weave of cotton poly blends or elastane cotton poly, or maybe it's wool and poly, there's various different hurdles to overcome and better understand, and there's so many people in the world working at the moment for how we can break down fabrics and break down fibres. So even as a consumer, you can purchase a single blend garment. That's your safest option for if you're going to hold on to it for several years. Then if when that technology actually comes through, by that time you can actually recycle it efficiently. So single blend is definitely one option. At this stage, look for organic cottons. Even though organic and or cotton is still very much a heated debate around how sustainable it is, organic cotton is a heck of a lot better to purchase than standard cotton. And also hemp, tencel, those cellulose fibres are far more sustainable. Polyesters, straight blend polyesters, so they can be recycled. So yeah, there's a few things to consider, and it's definitely about being conscious around your shopping habits and perhaps not shopping as frequently. We need to get back into that habit of going, oh, okay, we don't have to be shopping, we don't have to be purchasing. Perhaps could I hold a market stall? Can I go to a market and shop? Can I swap with my girlfriends? And there's a few other different things just to consider. It's definitely not stopping fashion. I'm a huge fashion advocate and I love fashion. And I believe it's coming back. We need quality. Less is more. I don't think we can go into a full swing of slow fashion. I just don't think it's possible. But slow fashion could be taking it back down to a couple of stories a month throughout the year, as opposed to 52 stories.